We are still the most profitable producer.
Did you wait too long to come back?
I probably could have come back a little bit sooner, but I don't think I waited too long.
What made you decide to return?
The board asked me to come back. It was clear that we needed to make some changes in the company. I'm actually quite excited to be back. It gives us a chance to reinvent the business. We've taken a very fresh approach to things. We're willing to question anything, change everything, and do whatever it takes to get success and results for our customers, our shareholders, and our people inside the company.
Your profits have been falling for quite a while.
One reason is fairly easy to see. Our headcount grew by 50% to about 80,000 employees, while revenues grew by just 15%. That's not a good idea.
What were these people hired for?
We've been asking ourselves that same question. I think the organization got too complicated. We made it too complicated. The CEO had too many people reporting to him. Each person reporting to the CEO had an organization to support him, and then these had their own supporting organizations, and so on. It multiplied out to be a whole lot of people. Everyone was well-intentioned. Everyone went to work saying, "We're going to do great work today." But when you add it all up, the structure didn't work out.
Does this mean layoffs?
I think it's pretty clear that our headcount is going to go down.
Do you feel pressured by your shareholders?
I'm the biggest investor in the company, so I feel my own pressure.
Dell used to be the biggest computer maker worldwide. But last year, Hewlett-Packard took over and became global market leader. What makes them more successful than you?
We are still the most profitable producer. HP makes money mainly with printers. Their profit in the PC business is much less than ours. But they are now number one worldwide, absolutely.
Was it a mistake to focus on corporate desktops while laptops gained in importance and increasingly became a must-have entertainment device?
If you look at the growth in the computer market for PCs, it has been bigger in developing countries relative to developed countries, bigger in mobile computers and lower in desktop computers, bigger in consumers and lower in corporations. Dell has had historical strength in the commercial market in the big, slower-growing economies. So mobile computers, consumers, emerging markets, that's where we're going next.